Friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. You know that Bill Gates is funding a program over at Harvard University for solar radiation management. Let's just hop right on over here, shall we? And just to put it into perspective, yes, this is what is being passed off as clouds these days. And this looks suspiciously similar to this image right here that a Healthy American sent me. And I have done several videos on this channel about why these are not what YouTube is going to call contrails, all right? Because this is not how planes fly. If they are contrails, why do we have some days that are blue and some days that aren't? And if they are contrails, the entire sky would be filled and not just a few. So I have many objections to that over at my Substack as well. Let's take a look at this. I want to bring you, I've got a couple of things here for you. Oh, we'll take a look at that in just a moment. Here's what I want. All right. It says this Bill Gates funded chemical cloud could help stop global warming. I covered this story in a previous video, but I wanted to bring an updated version for you so that you could see that it's right out in the open. Now, Bill Gates is not the only one that is funding this. I will show you what's going on over at Harvard, and then I will read to you a little bit more. So here we go. This is funding for Harvard's Solar Geoengineering Research Program, and it's funded by the following foundations and individuals. It would be interesting to dive into this a little bit more. I do want to talk about this Pritzker Innovation Fund in an upcoming video, talk about transforming business. We'll look at that. And wouldn't you know, there's Bill Gates, Granny Gates there, and many more. Here is what is going on. Geoengineering is conventionally split into two broad categories. The first is carbon geoengineering, often called carbon dioxide removal, because don't you know, removing carbon dioxide is so good for the planet. That way, plants and trees have nothing that they can take in for their photosynthesis. Oh yes, didn't you know, like this beautiful plant that I have behind me, it needs three things in order to thrive. It needs oxygen, it needs sunlight, actually it needs carbon dioxide, and it needs sunlight, and it needs water, and it takes carbon dioxide, sunlight, and water, and its byproduct is oxygen. That's why we need more green plants and more carbon dioxide to actually improve the climate on our earth and to improve our yield of crops and so forth. So they want to get rid of carbon dioxide. Oh, guess what? I forgot to mention, we're made of carbon dioxide. That's pretty good, isn't it? All right, let me continue here. So carbon geoengineering seeks to remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, which would address the root cause of climate change, which has never been proven. The accumulation of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, in the chain from emissions to concentrations to temperatures to impacts, it breaks the links from emissions to concentrations. All right. So that's one thing they want to do is get rid of the CO2. And the other thing here is the solar geoengineering. It seeks to reflect a small fraction of sunlight back into space or increase the amount of solar radiation that escapes back into space to cool the planet. Solar engineering does not address the root cause of climate change. It instead aims to break the link from concentrations to temperatures, thereby reducing some climate damages. And of course, these graphics are hogwash. If you wanted to look at them a little more carefully, I will leave a link for you here. And I will just continue to read for you. It says that there are several proposed solar geoengineering technologies. These include marine cloud brightening, cirrus cloud thinning, space-based techniques, space-based, how do you like them apples? stratospheric aerosol scattering, among others. Marine cloud brightening would attempt to brighten marine clouds to reflect more sunlight back into space, because obviously we don't need sunlight on the planet, as I just explained. Certainly we don't need it to grow food or to tan our skin so that we can actually create our own cholesterol that we need in our body is created, and vitamin D, I should say, is created in conjunction with cholesterol through sunlight. So yes, those are necessary, dare I say, essential components in our body. Cirrus cloud thinning would attempt to reduce the thin, high altitude cirrus clouds to emit more long wave radiation. from the Earth to space. Space-based technologies would attempt to reflect a small fraction of sunlight away from the Earth by positioning a sun shield in space. Lastly, and here is the money maker, stratospheric aerosol scattering would introduce tiny reflective particles such as sulfate aerosols or perhaps calcium carbonate into the upper atmosphere where they could scatter a small fraction of sunlight back into space. All right. There is a technology fact sheet that they have. And again, I will leave this for you over at my Substack, which is peggyhall.substack.com. And this is it from Harvard Kennedy School for Science and International Affairs, Solar Geoengineering Fact Sheet. And this, I will also leave a link for you. The Bill Gates funded chemical cloud could help stop global warming. Now, this was back in 2019, but there is more and more information coming out. This is from Scientific American, and this was February of 2024. So this is basically 5 weeks ago at the time of this broadcast. It says solar engineering looks to Silicon Valley for a new wave of funding. Tech billionaires are funding research into controversial methods for cooling the planet. All right. Number one is the faulty premise of needing to cool the planet. Whenever there is an argument that's presented to you, or a premise, or a proposition, or a concept, you need to start with the very, very, very first presupposition. And in this case, it's that the planet is too hot. Therefore, it needs to be cooled down. And what is required of those putting forth this supposition is they need to bring evidence and facts. Evidence and facts are not the same as opinion, or even what they have, a group of opinions. The word I was searching for was consensus. A consensus of opinion is not the same as facts and evidence. So this premise, which is a faulty premise, that the Earth needs to be cooled down and that God made a mistake, don't you know, in creating sunlight, that now these geoengineering scientists want to reflect back into space. All right, it all sounds like nonsense and a bunch of hogwash to me. Bill Gates is funding it, and there are others that are now, it says climate scientists, environmental activists, and philanthropists met privately back in January to prepare for an expected surge of Silicon Valley funding related to last-ditch measures for slowing global swarming. Yes, that's exactly how it's pronounced. So there was a two-day gathering on solar engineering, and a lot of this was attended, I'm skimming through the article here, by tech industry billionaires. They met in San Francisco at the offices of the Environmental Defense Fund, which has publicly supported research into this manipulation of the weather since 2011. And friends, I wanted to let you know that this is also funded by George Soros. So let's take a look at this as well. The information I have is that he wants to block the Arctic sunlight. So the billionaire kingmaker has outlined a plan to alter the atmosphere with droplets of seawater. It marks a potential escalation of a controversial technology. I'm bringing you this information on the heels of a video that I did a few days ago about the legislation that is being introduced into several states: Illinois, South Dakota, New Hampshire, Tennessee, and others. But I am skeptical about the legislation because of the way that they are defining the terms. For example, they're saying that in an intentional release of these particles for the explicit use of, you know, XYZ, well, I think for any use, it should be prohibited. And then it also says that they want to prevent the federal government from doing it. Well, what about states? And what about foreign governments? And what about private businesses? So I do believe that these bills that are being introduced are beneficial on the one hand, because it's out in the open now, just like this is out in the open. It's on the Harvard website. It's on the major mainstream media, merry-go-round media. So you can see that they no longer are hiding between the spraying in the air. They're coming out and saying, oh yeah, it's beneficial for the planet. For those of you that have not seen my previous videos where I answer the objections such as, why would they do it? How could they all be in on it? and other types of objections. I have an entire Substack where I go through that step by step. That is one of my most viewed Substacks. It's at peggyhall.substack.com. And you can scroll through and see the article and you can share it. You can print it out. You can memorize it so that you can have these conversations with others. I'm so encouraged by so many of you that are sending me images from what's going on in your state. States where you said we used to have clear skies, like Wyoming and Montana and Tennessee and Oklahoma and Florida. And you're seeing now these milky skies, as I call them, and it is very, very depressing. And it feels insurmountable because, like, what can I do about the skies? Some of you have said that you spray vinegar or you diffuse vinegar. I would love to have some evidence of that working. I think that's fantastic if that indeed works. And it's also great that this information now is getting out there to the point where they have to acknowledge it. I'm all in favor of that. But we need to remain diligent and vigilant because it may be that these bills that are going to be ideally in the hopes of these legislators, that they're going to be passed into law, we have to make sure that when they say, you know, pollution causing activities, that they're not going to lump in you driving your gas powered vehicle or you using a lawnmower or running your air conditioner or having a gas powered barbecue grill or breathing oxygen or having a pet or raising livestock. Mark my words, all of that in their incrementalism could be targeted to say these are pollution causing activities. We've passed a law and you are violating the law. So we need to keep an eagle eye on these bills. If you are in these states, and again, I will link the video for you below in the bills that I covered very briefly. Some of you have asked me for a deeper dive. I will do that in the coming days. But for now, just be aware that this is out in the open and Granny Gates is one of the leading individuals that is funding this. Some of you said, Peggy, why do you call Bill Gates Granny Gates? Well, let's just do this as we close out. You tell me. There's something very, feminine about one of these individuals. And there's something very masculine about one of these individuals. That's about as far as I can go on this channel. So you tell me, which has the feminine, soft essence, and which has the more aggressive, masculine appearance? All right. Oh, and there, of course, in the background, we've got our New World Disorder logos. Man, I don't know how this person is doing the workouts, but those are some biceps, man. Those are some forearms, man. Let's take a look here. So the picture of masculinity, if you wanted to say so. There you have it, friends. And the reason I point this out is because there's just such a grandmotherly feminine vibe I'm getting there. And the thing is, it's all about deception. You see, evil likes to pervert evil likes to invert as well, which is what we're seeing with all of the perversion going on related to how God made us, male and female, he made them. So I'll just leave it at that. I don't care for deception. And when individuals like these that are in the public eye are presenting themselves as something they're not, I don't trust them. I don't trust them at all. So that's why I believe that is an important aspect to look at. And I understand there is tons of cognitive dissonance when it comes to looking at individuals who are presenting themselves to be what they're not. It actually can make people like myself feel very, very nauseated. And literally it makes me sick to my stomach because it goes against just my God-given discernment and my own knowledge of reality. So I do understand that there are those that push against this very vehemently, and they don't want to imagine that they've been duped, bamboozled, and hoodwinked by the powers that shouldn't be, by these evildoers that love to mock God. And that's exactly what many of these are doing, including with the environment. All right, friends, I was telling you I was going to bring you the information about Bill Gates and Harvard. There you have it. You can dig a little deeper on your own, but suffice it to say that it's out there. They're going after it incrementally, but we, the people, are also standing up. We're pointing up at the sky, and we're helping others wake up to what is going on, and we need to put a stop to it.